Bigfoot poem. Professors who have the time of day for Bigfoot are few and far between. There was Professor Holm, UW, told me in 69 that every Indian he knew, still of land and water, had no doubt that Tsonequah walks, just like bear and beaver. Thinks us silly to ask. And Professor Krantz, WSU, keeper of the open mind and greatest hoard of footprint casts and tracks. He broke trail, took academic hell for it. "I don't believe," he said, "I accept on the evidence." Called it Gigantopithecus canadensis. Next came Professor Meldrum, Idaho State U. Named a mob of proto-hominids new to science and one fossil species based on footprints, the very ape of whom we speak, Anthropoidopes amaraborealis. Before all of them was Professor Napier, head of primatology, Smithsonian. Concluded either Bigfoot was real, which he thought ridiculous, or else a hoax of such elegance as to be impossible. Came to prefer the ridiculous over the impossible. Does that sound zen or what? And Professor Goodall of Gombe Forest, considering my book, she asked, "Why are you so circumspect?" "The evidence," she told me, "is overwhelming." So what about you, Professor Pyle? What do you believe? I'm not sure, having seen only one in the dusk. But those sounds, those tracks. I have no better explanation. I await word from the final source. But big feet who have the time of day for professors are few and far between.